What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. This is an Entertainment Thursday edition of the podcast. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about night four of Dancing with the Stars, which was Disney 100 night. And for that segment of the podcast, my sister Diana recorded with me. And it was just great to talk to Dee on the podcast today and, have her share her thoughts of the show. It's cool because we watch the show together every week. So we talk about it all day, every day, basically. So to get her on the podcast was very special. So, yeah, thanks, Dee, for taking the time to come on the show today. I also talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I talk about Pete Davidson and his hosting debut on the season 49 premiere of Saturday Night Live. And then I finish off by talking about one of my favorite up-and-coming artists/actresses, Catherine Gallagher. But, yeah, hope you guys enjoy the show. Make sure to check out the description of the episode so you see the timestamp, so you know exactly when I'm going to talk about the topic you're most interested in. And yeah, with all that said, let's get into it. All right, guys. So for the first topic on today's show, I'm going to be talking about night four of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. But before I get into my thoughts on all the dances that happened, I'm going to welcome in my sister, Diana, as she's going to be joining me for this segment. So welcome in, Diana.
Hi.
Hey. So for you guys that haven't listened to any of these entertainment episodes, basically how I do it is I go couple by couple, starting with the first couple of the night, ending with the final one. I give my score, and then I give the actual score that they received from the judges. And a side note, last week, there was four judges, as Michael Strahan was a guest host, so the scoring was kind of different. But for night four, they returned to the regular three judges, Derek, Carrie Ann, and Bruno. So I just wanted to point that out there before we get started. So the first couple of the night was Mauricio and Emma. I thought Mauricio and Emma, to me, Mauricio, the last 2 weeks have been his two top dances of the season. And I've been like overly impressed compared to the judges and the audience. But yeah, what did you think?
I thought it was a good routine. I was just like not amazed, but like I feel like this season I haven't been amazed like crazy. But like I like all the couples and I just think they're doing well. But like I don't know, I was expecting a lot more for Disney. But I think he was good like overall.
Got you. Yeah, at least I think everyone could agree though that he's improved. Every week, but yeah, with that said, what was your score for Mauricio and Emma?
I gave them a 20.
Okay, so I gave them a 25, and their actual score was at 19, so you're closer.
Pretty close over here.
And that's usually how it goes. I'm usually not in like agreement with the judges, but like I always say, their scores are the ones that count, so it is what it is. The next couple was Mira and Gleb. Mira and Gleb, I was like really hoping for a better dance because the last couple weeks I hadn't been impressed at all. But I'm happy to say that I was really impressed. And I think this might have been her best dance of the season. What do you think?
Yeah, I really like this dance. It suited her well.
Oh, yeah, I was happy to see her get back. Because, even last week I know she was shocked by Carrie Ann's comments, but I actually agreed with Carrie Ann. I wasn't impressed at all last week, but yeah, what was your score for Mira and Gleb?
I gave them a 21.
Okay. I gave them a 23, and it was a 21, so you're right on point. Like I said, I'm usually not with judges, but look, you know how they go. you're the dance person here. Next up was Barry Williams and PETA. To me, this was like the worst dance of the night. I think one of the worst so far this season. And I'm shocked, actually, because I've been like impressed by Barry every week, but the thing that happened to me while I was watching was that he just like forgot a couple of steps, so it wasn't like his like performance or like he knows how to perform, he knows how to like put like good facials and all that, but he just forgot a couple of the steps. I mean, at the end of the day, like you forget the steps, you should lose points. So yeah, what did you think about Barry?
Yeah, I thought they were pretty good. I mean, I know they had mistakes, but I think his performance like really made up for it. Like, he had a lot of jazz content, which was, like, their style this week. So, I think that's why, like, the judges' score was, like, still kind of high, even though it wasn't that high, but, like, still high for forgetting. like, because the Jazz content like made up for it. I gave them overall like an 18.
Got you. I gave them a 14, so that was my lowest score of the night. But once again, you're right on point, as they received an 18. All right, so the next couple on night four of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars is Jason Mraz and Daniela, who have arguably been my favorite couple on the season. I think they've been the best couple so far. But with that said, I think this was their, what do you call it? Like, their worst performance of the season, but, like, worse than their standards is, like, I think great for everyone else. So I'm not saying it was bad. It just didn't live up to, like, what they've done in the past. But, yeah, what'd you think about it?
Yeah, they're definitely the front runners because they're the most, like, talented, and I just think they always put on a good show. I just think this week was just a different style for them. And, like, I personally prefer, like, the jive that they did last week. I think they had, like, was it a tango the first week? I'm not sure. But they've had, like, more upbeat dances, and this was a little slower. So it was different. It wasn't, like, my favorite of theirs, but it was just still pretty because anything they do is just nice.
Got you. So what was your score for them?
I gave them a 24.
Wow. You keep that streak going. I gave them a 26, but, yeah, they got a 24. So you're on point once again. Solid. They need a fourth judge next season. Here's your tape right here. But following Jason and Daniela was Lele and Brandon. Lele's been like a contestant that how I described her on the last episode was every time I watch her, what comes to mind is improvement. I see like, or no, not improvement, potential. That's what I always, yeah, I always say like, wow, like she has so much potential. Like she could actually shock the world and actually compete at the end of the show. And I thought her and Brandon did a great job in this one. I thought they were going to get a higher score than what they ended up receiving. But what did you think about it?
I think it was a pretty good dance. I love her. I love her personality. She's like a little bit, she needs to be a little bit more controlled in her dances. But I thought this rumba was good for her because it was a little bit slower. And I just think she always puts like on a performance. I gave her a 22.
Got you. So you're on point again. I gave Lele and Brandon a 24, like I said. I thought the score was going to be higher. Whatever, I was only off by 2 points, but I was more impressed, I think, than the judges were. But look, you keep that streak going. And you got the right score once again. I don't know how you do it, but obviously it makes sense because you're a dancer. You know all about dance, so I'm just watching the show as a fan. Mm-hmm. So following Lele and Brandon was Allison Hannigan and Sasha Farber. I've talked about them out here. They're one of my favorite couples in terms of like personality and likability. I think they just like mesh well together too. Unfortunately, on the dance side of it, there hasn't been the improvement that I thought there would be. It's not like, oh, it was the most horrible thing I've watched, but also it wasn't like the best thing or... So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of shocked. I don't know. I thought they'd be better and better each week. But like I said, I still do enjoy them. They're, like, very likable personalities. So, what would you...
Yeah, I agree. I think they always put on, like, a performance at least. But I would say it's a step up from last week. I know she was sick last week, but it was definitely better than last week. But it was pretty entertaining. I gave them an 18.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I gave them a 21, but you're right on point again. As they received an 18 from the judges. You keep that streak going. I think you only got in the first one, right? Off.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's crazy. Following Allison and Sasha was your favorite couple of the night. I'll say a few words because I know you want to talk about this couple, Harry and Riley. Really quick, I thought this was their best performance so far this season. I'm actually shocked at how much of an improvement it was, not just from like week one to now, but from week three to week four. I think it was a tremendous improvement. And we finally saw Harry having fun and looking relaxed from the get-go rather than at like from the middle to the end of the performance. So I'm just very happy. I was very happy to see that. But yeah, what'd you think?
Harry and Riley are just like, I'm obsessed with them. Like, I watch every single TikTok and refresh it, like, every single hour, practically, and their Instagrams. Like, they have just such a good connection. I think this was, like, the first week that we saw, like, Harry, like, actually, like, into it from start to finish, and he performed the entire time. And it was just a major improvement from the last weeks. And I don't know, I just think they keep getting better. And I think like if they keep it up and like their partnership keeps growing and like they just keep trying harder, I think they're gonna make it far. They have the fans vote, I think, by far. So I think if they just keep improving and working on it, they'll be so good. This is probably was my favorite dance of the night, but I may be a little bit biased. But it definitely had the most energy and it was just so fun to watch. I gave them a 23.
Got you. All right. Yeah, I gave him a 24. So we're basically on the same page there. But yeah, they received a 21, which I was like shocked about. But like at the same time though, I guess with the judges, like they're not gonna be like super drastic. You know what I mean? And just give him an 8, I guess. But I still think that was a low score. But yeah, one more thing. How cool is it to see Julianne Hough like being like fangirling
I'm Julian.
over
I am Julian. The
them?
lovebirds comment, everything. It was just so cute. I'm obsessed.
It's cool. The Huffs are, I think they're big fans of Harry and Riley.
And then Harry calling Riley beautiful in the interview, just couldn't.
And Lele's face in the
And Alan.
back. But yeah, so Harry and Riley, yeah, that was great. Like I said, great to see that improvement. Following them was Sochi and Val, who I've been like, Diana knows this. Oh, I've said it on the podcast, but I've been very high on them from night one. I remember they're the first, they had the first performance of season 32. And yeah, just continue to see improvement every week. And I think Sochi really, she has what it takes to like win the Mirrorball alongside like one of the most beloved pros in the history of this show. And yeah, just another impressive performance. I believe, yeah, they ended up as the highest score of the night. And yeah, they did a tremendous job. What'd you think about Sochi and Val?
Yeah, I thought it was a great routine. I think they're major front runners and she has like a chance to take it all the way. And I just love her energy and the dance was just so good. Like it was a different style we've seen to her because she's usually like fun and playful and it was like a serious dance. So it was cool. I really liked their performance. I gave them a 24.
Okay, got you. We're basically on the same page there. I gave them a 25, and they, like I said, they had the highest score of the night, which was a 27. I was shocked that they ended as the highest. Like I said, I did really enjoy it, but we'll get into that later. But yeah, following Sochi and Val was Adrian Peterson and Britt, and I thought this was their best performance so far in season 32. And I feel it was the most relaxed and the most fun that Adrian has had in any of these dances, and yeah, in this season. So I was very happy to see that, and yeah, I was impressed by them. What'd you think?
Yeah, I agree. It was really pretty. It was like a slow, graceful dance, but it was just nice. And he just always has like the biggest smile, so it's nice to see.
For sure. So what was your score for Adrian and Britt?
I gave them a 21.
Okay, well, okay, so you're back on track with the judges. I gave them a 23, but yeah, they received a 21, so you're back on that streak. Following Adrian and Britt was my favorite couple of the night, Ariana Madix and Pasha. This was one of my favorite like dances of the whole season. Yeah, Ariana from night one, she's been one of the front runners. Yeah, I think she's just very like entertaining to watch. Pasha does a great job too, and it's cool to finally see him be a contender on the show rather than like a long shot or an underdog as he's been in the past. And yeah, I just think it was an impressive performance by them, and I'm just excited to see like how much better they could get. And just like Sochi and Val, I think Ariana and Pasha have what it takes to go far. And of course, like Jason and Daniela, of course. But yeah, I just love Ariana and Pasha's performance. What'd you
Yeah,
think?
I pretty much agree with everything you said. I thought it was really good. I love a good contemporary routine. I feel like there could have been like a little bit more to it, but I don't know like what could have been the more, you know, but I just feel like it was like missing a little something. But I just thought it was really good. But at that level, when there's like already so good from the beginning, you just expect more out of them, I think, is what I'm coming at. But it was overall really good. I gave them a 25.
Got you. Oh, you're back on. Yeah. Back on that streak again. It's funny what you just said, because that's what Carrie Ann said. But I feel that that's where she was coming from.
Yeah.
That she knows Ariana so good.
She expects more from her because she's just given more. Like she's up there.
For sure. But yeah, so you're on point. I gave him a perfect score, a 30 out of 30. But yeah, they received a 25. So you're on point once again. And then the final couple of the night, another one of the contending couples, I would say, on season 32. Charity, Lawson, and Artem. I think this was my favorite performance of theirs, and I've enjoyed every one of their performances, even when Artem was out with COVID and Ezra stepped in. So I've liked all of Charity's performance. Like, she seems like a just like a natural dancer, like a naturally gifted dancer. Yeah, she's like enjoyable to watch. My favorite dance of Charity and Artem so far this season. What'd you think?
I agree. It was really pretty. I think anything that Charity has done so far has been so good. Like, she's just so clean, dances pretty, very graceful. I think she can like let loose a little bit more in general, but she's just always puts out like a pretty performance, and Artem's choreography is just so good. Like, I think it's gotten so much better throughout the years. So I really enjoyed it. I gave them a 25.
Okay, so you're right off there by 1 point, but I gave them a 29, so 1 point right behind Ariana and Pasha, and they received a 24, so you're 1 point away from them there. But yeah, so those were all the couples on the night. Now we're gonna get into our bottom two, and what actually happened, and then we're gonna talk about who we thought would be eliminated and who actually got eliminated. So the bottom two, who'd you have in the bottom two?
I had Allison and Mira in the bottom two.
Okay, I had Mira and Barry. But again, I think it's been consecutive shows. They had three people there, three couples out there. So we don't technically know the bottom two. But the couples that were out there were Lele, Adrian, and Barry. And then who'd you have leaving the show?
I had Allison leaving.
Got you. I had Barry leaving. We were both wrong, as Adrian and Britt were unfortunately eliminated. But I guess what I could say is that they ended their run on their best performance of the season. So I think Adrian and Britt should be proud of that. But this season has a lot of, I think you kind of mentioned it earlier, it's kind of evenly matched, a lot of the couples. And it's just, I feel we're going to have a lot of these weeks where couples get eliminated, and it's just going to be like, it's tricky because you can see both sides of it. You could be like, oh, they're not the favorites, but at the same time, they're improving. So it's tricky for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, what'd you think of that elimination of Adrian and Britt?
I was shocked, but then I also, I don't know, I think he started on such a high in week one. Like, I think that was probably in my favorite dance of his. I was like, oh, this guy's going to make it to the final four. And then, like, each week it just went a little bit down for me. I didn't want him to go home. But then, like, when I saw the bottom three, I was, like, thinking it was probably going to be him.
Got you. Makes sense. Yeah, definitely. Hey, even before the show, I had him in my final four as a prediction. So two of my couples in that prediction are already out. Jamie Lynn and Allen, and then Adrian and Britt. But speaking of final four predictions, so after 4 weeks of this competition, 10 couples left. What are your final four predictions right now for the rest of the season?
So I'm going to do this based off of dancing and who I think has like the votes. I think Daniela and Jason will for sure be in there. I think Ariana and Pasha. I think Sochi and Val. And I like dance wise, I feel like it has to be Charity and Artem. But I think like sneaky ones could probably be Lele and Brandon. They could probably sneak in there. And like my hope and dream would be for Harry and Riley to be in there. I've seen a few predictions on TikTok that really want them in their final four. So I'm with them.
Anything's possible. Hey, they're improving.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say the ones I want to be in it.
Okay.
So Jason and Daniela, Sochi and Val. Harry and Riley, obviously. And I think Ariana and Pasha would be really good.
Gotcha. So honestly, your prediction. Okay. I know, you said who you wanted, but yeah, who you predict, I'm exactly with you.
Yeah, I think those are the top four.
Yeah, I would say that for sure. Jason and Daniela, Ariana and Pasha, Charity and Artem, Sochi and Val. But I definitely could see a scenario. Like, Lele has been like that one, I don't know, that extra sneaky couple to me, like Lele and Brandon, that could like go like further than people expect right now, because I just think she really has it within her. I wouldn't be shocked if she, I don't know, she was a runner up. Like, I don't know, like, crazier things have happened. But with that said, I think there are some really like amazing couples on this season. So, but yeah, any more thoughts on what you've seen so far?
No, that's pretty much everything. I think I'm excited for most memorable year next week. I think it should be exciting.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Always like an emotional night, but it's really good.
For sure. I was going to say very emotional. Oh yeah, before we wrap up, some cool news got announced during the show too, that they will be going on tour once again, Dancing with the Stars in 2024. So we've gone to multiple shows in the past and they're always a great time. So,
and Riley will be there.
Yes, Riley. So. And even Julianne Hough will be in some cities, which, yeah, it's a first time thing. Like the host of the show has never been part of this, or the judges are never part of it. So it's pretty cool. And obviously, Julianne's a legend in general from Dancing with the Stars. So, but yeah, D, thanks for taking the time to come on the show. And yeah, I'm excited to watch some more Dancing with the Stars with you.
It was fun. I'm excited.
All right, guys. So for the next topic on today's entertainment episode, I'm going to be talking about Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. Of course, Britney and Justin, two of the most famous pop stars of all time. But besides that, their biggest connection, I would say, was their relationship in the early 2000s. As they were kind of, to give more of a recent example, they were kind of like a Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez type of couple, I would say. But yeah, Britney, she's coming out with a memoir soon. And of course, I think a lot of her fans and a lot of pop culture fans in general have been waiting for Britney to reveal a lot of things for years now. And thankfully, you know, a couple of years ago, she was finally freed from her conservatorship that she was under for so long. And now that she's able to speak her truth finally, a lot of people are excited. And People Magazine came out with an article a couple of days ago on Tuesday, actually, revealing some things that Britney reveals in the book, as we've gotten like a preview, you know, of the books that are like promoted and stuff like that. But basically, what People Magazine, I'm reading here, a post they did, and it says Britney Spears reveals she had an abortion because Justin Timberlake, quote, didn't want to be a father. So it was a pretty big bombshell. Like I said, it dropped on Tuesday, but even to this day, like on Thursday, people are still kind of going crazy about it. Obviously, these two have been intertwined ever, not just during their relationship, like I said, 20 years ago, but even after they broke up, they still have been intertwined. Of course, Justin, one of his biggest hits, Cry Me a River, was actually inspired by his breakup with Britney, and it was directed at Britney. And it's just crazy that after all these years and people thinking, oh, that Britney cheated on Justin and she ruined it, and then him kind of playing that victim role, and this comes out. I had never, obviously, you guys know I'm into blind items. I'm into stuff that isn't reported publicly within the media. And I'm not going to lie, I had never heard anything about this. So it came as a total shock, and just another sad thing that Britney's gone through in her life. Of course, I'm at the end of the day, I know, like, I haven't said this yet, but they were both 20 years old at the time. And I understand Justin might have panicked and been scared being that he was so young. But what really, like, bugs me the most here is that, like, throughout this, these whole years after, like I said, that they've been broken up, like, that Justin's, like, repeatedly taking shots at Britney. And then look what he really did. And and a lot of people are actually, like, even in the blind item world, it is alleged that Justin was the one that first cheated on Britney. Even though I said, like, following the breakup, all these years later, the consensus. Sorry, I was trying to pronounce that word. The consensus regarding their breakup was that Britney was the one that cheated, but it allegedly seems as if Justin cheated. And then with this bombshell dropping, I wouldn't be shocked that Justin was the first cheater. And yeah, to me, it kind of looks like he's been playing the victim card all these years. And I mean, it does like make sense. Like, I'm not trying to call him out or trying to be rude, but the facts are facts. I mean, at the end of the day, like, of course, he's been married to Jessica Biel the actress for many, many years now. But I don't know if you guys remember, like, there's been multiple times where Justin's been caught, like, in public with other women, and then, like, you know, Jessica just stays with him, and then people kind of forget about it, and then, oh, he's such a good singer, he's this, he's that, and it's just crazy, because, yeah, this just adds on to what he's done and his current relationship, you know, cheating and stuff like that, so it's just incredible. But I am very happy that Britney's finally she's finally able to reveal all her truths without being threatened, without being controlled. Or, you know, I could only imagine how long Britney's actually been wanting to say this, especially how Justin has treated her all these years later, like within the media, within his career. I feel like he's used her as well to try to advance his career. And I've heard people talk about it. I'm just going to bring up the incident when him and Janet Jackson performed at the Super Bowl many years ago, and Janet, of course, her top went off, and years later, a lot of people alleged that Justin might have planned that out, and it's just crazy to think about all these things that have happened within Justin's life, and then all these years later, this might be, or I would say this is probably the biggest bombshell of everything that has come out about Justin Timberlake. But yeah, I wanted to make sure to cover this topic here because, like I said, even though it came out a couple of days ago, people are still buzzing about it. And what I find, like, the most interesting about it is, like, obviously there's a group of people, like, I include myself in that group, that we're constantly, you know, on a day-to-day basis, hourly basis, we're constantly keeping up, you know, with the pop culture world and entertainment world in general. But what I found interesting is now people who haven't really, who maybe years ago when they're younger or something, like, they're like keeping up on a more consistent basis, but as the years have gone by, they've kind of fallen out of the pop culture world. I feel that even they're like kind of going crazy about it now, and I completely understand. It's just a super sad, my ultimate like opinion on it, it's just super sad to find out another struggle that Britney's gone through in her life. But as she's done time and time again, I know revealing this truth just shows like the strong and resilient person that she is. And I know, yeah, she's just shown how strong she is time and time again. I think that's the ultimate, you know, silver lining of this whole situation. But yeah, I'm definitely, you know, whenever that book memoir comes out, I know it's coming out soon, like, I'm definitely gonna get my hands on that and read it for sure. And a little side note, speaking of her memoir, it's kind of random, just a quick little note to mention here, but Michelle Williams, the actress, of course, she started off on Dawson's Creek, but since Dawson's Creek, she's been in multiple award-winning movies, and, you know, she's a highly respected actress. She's actually doing the audio book for Britney's book, which I found, like pretty cool, but, like, kind of random at the same time. But, I mean, I thought I would mention it, you know, why not, since I'm talking about the memoir anyways. But yeah, I mean, those are my thoughts on this whole, Britney, Justin, like, abortion situation, and, yeah, I'm just hoping the best for Britney here, and of course for, like, I hope the best for everyone. Like, I hope this maybe this helps Justin, and you know, like, with this truth coming out, maybe I don't know, it helps him, like, be nicer to Britney and kind of respect her more, because, like I said, he's treated her badly throughout the years. So with this coming down now, it's even like, wow, man, it's crazy. But what can you do? You know, I know Britney, like I said, she's done time and time again. This just makes her, not makes her, like, shows, like, or emphasizes that, like, how strong she is and how much of a badass that she is. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my thoughts on this Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake alleged abortion. All right, guys, so a quick little topic now. Since I just talked about Britney and Justin, this really involves Justin. Aside from the whole abortion scandal going on now, there's also been a conspiracy going around. This is, like, there's no truth to it, but it's an alleged thing going around. This is girl. Her name is allegedly Iris Timberlake, and the alleged story or the rumor right now is that she is the child of Justin, and that he slept with her mom while him and Britney were together in 2000. And this alleged Iris Timberlake person has made multiple social media accounts on TikTok and Instagram, and she's posted a lot of cryptic stuff, like a lot of screenshots and a lot of random messages revolving her around her relationship with Justin and some alleged activity that Justin has seen her throughout the years. It's just she's ever been acknowledged publicly. Like I said, I don't know if this is true, this is the truth or not, or this person is like making all of this up, but I wanted to make sure to talk about it anyways, because I do feel it's relevant, especially with what I just talked about regarding Brittany and Justin. This is just another added piece, an alleged added piece, like I said. I don't know if this is true, you know, but I just wanted to make sure to get it out there, because I feel like you guys will find it very interesting. So if you guys want to check out this alleged Iris Timberlake person's Instagram, it's AXOLOTL_3000 on Instagram. So yeah, if you guys want to check it out, go ahead. And yeah, let me know your thoughts on this whole crazy, these last couple of crazy days revolving around Justin Timberlake, Brit, and Britney Spears. All right, guys. So for the next topic on today's show, I'm going to be talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yeah, so it's been a week since they're not their most recent, actually. Never mind. It's been over a week it's been exactly a week. I'm sorry, since I talked about them. But what I mean is that I haven't been able to talk about their most recent sighting. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. But yeah, so last Thursday night, I talked about it in our sports episode that came out this past Tuesday, but obviously I'm going to talk about it now. But yeah, last Thursday night, the Kansas City Chiefs had a Thursday night football game in Kansas City against the Denver Broncos, and Taylor was in attendance. Of course, she had gone to two straight games, and she missed one game. Then Travis, you know, suffered a ankle injury, and then it's crazy. She came to this game, and he had his best game of the season. That's just incredible how that worked out. And, of course, the Chiefs picked up another win to move to 5-1 on the year. But yeah, it's just incredible, and it was awesome to see Taylor once again celebrating, especially this year, celebrating with Brittany Mahomes, of course, the wife of Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs superstar, quarterback, and Donna Kelce was there, and other Kelce family members were in the building as well. And it was just a cool sight to see Taylor back at Arrowhead over there cheering on Travis. And after that outing in Kansas City, over the weekend, Taylor and Travis were spotted multiple times in New York City. On Friday night, they were spotted heading to dinner at Catch, a restaurant there, a great, great restaurant in New York City. That was their first time, you know, being spotted going on a date. So if you guys follow us at @Flame_ES, you saw I posted multiple pictures of them. And then the following night, their second date night in a row, they were spotted going to the Waverly Inn restaurant. And then they, of course, appeared quickly for a couple seconds each on Saturday Night Live, which was the premiere of season 49. And Pete Davidson was the host. Ice Spice performed. Travis was a part of, it was a quick part of one of the sketches. And then Taylor, before Ice Spice's, one of her performances during SNL, Taylor introduced her. So it was really cool to see them on the screen. And then, yeah, like I said, after they were seen going to the after party of SNL and also seen dining at Waverly Inn. So, those are my quick thoughts on Taylor and Travis. But now to transition into my next topic. So, yeah, this past Saturday, like I said, it was the season 49 premiere of Saturday Night Live. As, one of my favorite actors and comedians, Pete Davidson, he hosted the show, his first time hosting, and, of course, his first time back on the Saturday Night Live stage since his departure just a short time ago. And I think Pete did an incredibly great job. He was super funny. He's just a very likable guy. And all the characters he played showed the versatility and the range that he has as an actor. He's not only funny, you know what I mean? And it was a very enjoyable show to watch. It was great to have Saturday Night Live back. Of course, you know, Kenan Thompson, he's been on there for like over 20 seasons. It was cool to see him. Marcelo Hernandez, the Miami boy, he did a great job. Chloe Fineman, who's one of my favorite cast members in the history of the show, she did another amazing job. Another one of my favorites, Heidi Gardner. Yeah, those are just, of course, I could go on and name the whole cast because they all do an incredible job. Oh, Sarah Sherman. I think I would call her the most underrated on the cast. I think she's hilarious. And she's actually going to be doing some stand-up shows the next couple of months, actually, in Miami, the Miami Improv here in Doral, and beginning of January, I believe. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully, I could go check out Sarah when she's here in Miami, like I said. But yeah, I think SNL, like I said, was great. And then this weekend, for the second episode of season 49, Bad Bunny is going to be the host and the musical guest. So you already know that's going to be a party for sure. And that's going to be super cool to see Bad Bunny on it. And you already know Kendall Jenner will appear at some point. Of course, it's just how it works, how that PR machine works. I still don't believe that they're a couple. I think I talked about them once on one of these episodes. And yeah, I do think they're all PR. I just think, like I mentioned one time on one of these episodes, like, I would say, like I say, Kris Jenner and Taylor Swift are the best marketing, geniuses out there. But yeah, just say Kardashian PR machine. I think that's really what's been going on with Kendall and Bad Bunny. And hey, nothing against them. They can do what they want. And if they think that's going to help them in their career, hey, all the power to them. We're in the United States of America. You have the freedom to do what you want. And yeah, and if they are really a couple, though, of course, I wish them all the best. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, if they are a couple, I'm not happy. No, I'm not a hater. I wish everyone the best, and I'm just giving my opinion. I think they're a PR couple. Sorry, taking a little sip there or something, but yeah, I mean, I'm happy that I brought up Taylor and Travis at SNL because it reminded me to talk about, yeah, the season premiere of SNL. And yeah, once again, shout out to my guy, the man, Pete Davidson.
We both have like a real passion for hats.
All right, guys. So, for my final topic, the voice you heard right there was Katherine Gallagher. Katherine's an incredible singer, Broadway star. She's an actress as well. So, the reason I'm talking about Katherine is because actually tonight, October 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, she'll be having a concert at the Midnight Theater in New York City. Yeah, and I wanted to make sure to talk about it for a couple minutes because I feel like she's one of my new favorites. Like, she's like an up and coming artist, up and coming actress. She does it all, and yeah, obviously, like, she's a beautiful girl. She's very talented in her acting, a bit, like in her acting. She sings great. She honestly one of my favorite songs right now. I want to get the exact name, but it's one of her songs. So, but I just want to make sure to say the right name. It's called "I'll Get the Coffee." That's one of my favorite songs out there right now. But yeah, like I said, Catherine will be having a performance tonight, 7 p.m. at the Midnight Theater in New York City. Obviously, I wish I could be there, but I know one day I'll be able to, meet her, interview her, and yeah, and see her perform. I gotta manifesting it, but I know it's gonna happen. With as long as I keep doing what I'm doing here, putting in the work, doing what I love, and God, God will handle the rest. But yeah, I wanted to make sure to shout out Catherine. It's pretty cool. I actually found out about Catherine, I would say maybe a little over a year ago, because she appeared a couple times on the new Gossip Girl. She played the sister of man, of Obi, of Obi-Wan. I don't know how I remember that. But yeah, she played the sister of Obi on the show. And I remember from her first scene, I was like, wow, who is this girl? And I've been a fan ever since. And then as of recent time, I've become even more of a fan because I didn't realize that she was a musician as well. I thought, I saw her on Gossip Girl. I assume she's an actress. And then, of course, her dad, Peter, he's a big time actor. He's been in a bunch of movies. And I was like, oh, they're an acting family, So it's pretty cool. Like, hopefully she has like a movie or show coming. And then, boom, randomly now, a couple months ago, I find out that she does music. And then shout out to my cousin, Fernie. But he actually made me realize that she's also been in a couple Broadway shows, and it's not just been in them, but she like does an incredible job. So yeah, I'm hoping to see her on a Broadway stage one day too, for sure. But yeah, I wanted to, that was pretty quick, but I wanted to make sure, like I said, to shout her out. You guys could go check her out on Instagram at Katherine Gallagher. I'll be sure to put her Instagram link in the description of this episode. And yeah, check out Katherine Gallagher, stream her music, check her out on Gossip Girl. And yeah, and if you're in the New York City area, make sure to catch her show tonight at the Midnight Theater starting at 7 p.m. But yeah, keep doing your thing, Katherine. Big things coming for sure. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's entertainment episode of the Flame Entertainment and Sports. If you guys enjoyed the show, if you think you know anyone who would be interested in hearing about any of the topics I covered today, please make sure to share this episode with them. Make sure to check us out on Instagram at @theflame_ES. You can check me out at Rob Cao. That's RobCao. Once again, I want to shout out Diana, my sister. And thanks again, D, for coming on the show to talk some Dancing with the Stars. And hopefully we could do it again soon. Maybe talk some Bachelor Nation sometime too. That'd be pretty cool. But shout out to D. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, everyone, take care.